when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here?
That was Billy Joel's Piano Man. I don't know if you... I doubt you don't know that song. Okay. You're listening to WMUC FM, College Park. We're at College Radio. It's good radio. Play a PSA real quick.
Known? Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right, let's see. I missed the last one because I was sick, but welcome back to Hongaze. Here we play typically Korean music, but we also jump around to throughout East and Southeast Asia, and like to highlight different genres of the new wave, whether it's shoegaze or hyperpop or alt rock or punk, whatever it is. I like giving a highlight to different Asian artists in the area. Apologies for my voice. We're going to start off slow because I'm tired. And this is a classic from Korea called Kobaek, which is like, I think, yeah, the translation is like Confession by Deli Spice. They are like the thesis of the Korean Y2K like vibe, I guess. So, yeah. 중일 때까지 늘 첫째 줄에 겨우 160이 됐을 무렵 쓸만한 녀석들은 모두 다 이미 첫사랑 진행 중 정말 듣고 싶었던 말이 물론 2년 전 일이지만 기뻐야 하는 게 당연한데 내 기분은 그게 아니야
미안해 네 넓은 가슴에 묻혀 다른
once again, that was Deli Spice's Quebec Confession. Something interesting about this period of Korean music is that a lot of it was coming at a period of like when South Korea was going through a lot of like economic changes. Just like a brief rundown of the history is that throughout the 70s, 80s, the political and economic state of like Korea was very tumultuous with a lot of military dictators and whatnot. And the scene of music was very heavily suppressed and musical expression was suppressed. Like the birth of K-pop as we have it today started from, you know, government mandated orders. And everything was kind of like facilitated by that military dictatorship, like the cultural export of Korean music. But as Korea slowly becomes more progressive, you have like a more of like a Western appeal that kind of is palatable, not just to a very small sector of Koreans, but rather the entire world. And I think that's interesting because there's a lot of debate on whether or not K-pop and just Korean music in general has kind of the industry is too outward facing, looking toward marketing toward Western audiences or even just like elsewhere in Asia. There's a very big market for that Korean wave, Hallyu, as you call it, of Korean media within Southeast Asia, South Asia. And yeah, and a lot of it is like this, there's one thing that I can note is this push toward reclaiming the Korean language. As Korean today incorporates a lot of English, and as a result, you can't really speak a sentence of Korean without one or two English words. And it's not like real English, it's like sometimes it's like borrowed English or it's like their own take on English words. But the fact of the matter is that the modern Korean language is very heavily influenced by English. And there's a lot of push toward like changing signs in like more rural towns to only have Korean, because a lot of the national identity is kind of being lost through this change in the media and how it's being marketed toward not just within Korea, but the entire world. Personally, I don't really have an opinion on it. I think that, yeah, I don't know what I can say here. But yeah, that was, excuse me, Deli Spice. Sorry, I have allergies. This next artist is, as I mentioned before, or not mentioned before, but I talked about the early wave of more liberalized Korean media and Korean music. Lee Moon-se, I don't even know what you call this genre. I think this is like, maybe there's R&B. I have no idea. I don't feel like translating this for you guys. But this was like a very early work within like this newer Korean music period. And yeah, I don't really have much to say, I guess. This is Lee Moon-se, 깊은 밤은 날아서.
Mom. 그러나 우리들 알지도 못하고 울지만 사랑은 아름다운 꿈결처럼 고운 그대 손을 잡고 밤하늘을 날아서 궁전으로 갈 수도 있어 난 오지 그댈 사랑하는 마음에 밤하늘을 날아서 사랑은 아름다운 꿈결처럼 고운 그대 손을 잡고 밤하늘을 날아서 금빛 궁전으로 갈 수도 있어
한 걸음 사라져가고 쳇바퀴 돌듯 끝이 없는 방황에 오늘도 매달려가네. 거짓인 줄 알면서도 겉으론 감추며 한숨 섞인 말 한마디 잠에서 깨면 주위엔 아무도 없고 묻진 않아도 나를 알고 있는 곳 그곳에 가려고 하네. 근심 쌓인 함께 보내며 지워버린 그 기억들을 생각해내곤 또 잊어버리고 이제와 뒤늦게 무엇을 더 보태려 하나 듣지 않고 달리 보면 그만인 것을 못 그린 내 빈 곳 무엇으로 채워지려나 차라리 내 마음에 비친 내 모습 그려가
That last song was 내 마음에 비친 내 모습. That means, let me read this for a second. I said something like, I don't know how to translate this. Like, my presence in your, like, reflection, something like that. Oh, the soul reflected in my shadow. I don't know. It's hard. I suck at this. I don't know. I'm a DJ. My voice is coming back a little bit. I promise I'm not doing the sleepy voice that TikTokers do. But, excuse me. I feel like I played too many old songs. I guess the theme of this one is just like Korean music. And I'm down for that, so I don't really care. So from all the songs I've played so far, the latest one I played was like 2014, I believe. And all these different artists kind of shaped the way, I mean, I guess in any country, shaped the way that Korean music is today. And it's like, it's not a Hangae's playlist without Paranol, I guess. And so Paranol, I don't know, shoegaze artist, known for shoegaze, I guess. And yeah, this is part of their album called After the Magic. And it's really good. So this is Polars. Have fun. I don't know. All right, that's enough hyperpop. Okay, back to Korean music, I guess. So the next artist is Asian Glow. They are also part of this like newer wave of newer Korean artists that are focusing a lot on digital exploration and focusing their music more on, I guess, just like electronic. sorry, my throat hurts a lot now. This is actually a cover of a Blade song. Or not a Blade, I think it's Drinking. I don't know. I think it's Trash Island. Garbage Island? I don't know what it's called. Whatever. This is The Flag Is Raised by Asian Glow. Or a cover by Asian Glow.
Thank you. Thank you.
is Kang Soo-ji, song titled "Shigan Soge Hyangi," which means like the fragrance of the fragrance embedded in time, something like that. I don't know. I played a lot of songs from way back when, so I guess we'll continue that trend, learning about the origins of Korean music or whatever. This next song, where's my song? This next song is by Hanroro, something like that, called "Let Me Love My Youth." I don't know what the audio is like, but fuzzy. I'm tired. I'm playing the song. That was "Let Me Love My Youth." I don't know the Korean name of this song. I'm really tired. Thank you for listening. to on Gay's next episode or show or whatever. I won't play as much Korean music. I don't know if that's what the people like. I don't know if they don't listen anyways. But yeah, hopefully everyone has a great day. And yeah, I'm going to play the song unless someone else comes in. This is by Third Line Butterfly. Song title, 꿈꾸는 나비, or Dreaming Butterfly. Yeah, I'm just going to play it. All right, have a good one, y'all.